Yo, it's the PDOT Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Welcome back. This is episode 107. That's uno zero siete. Welcome back. I am so glad to be back. I'm your host, the PDOT Show. And today's episode is called My Fifth Vegan Anniversary. It's my fifth vegan anniversary. And man, I gotta say, I am very proud of myself. And I'm proud of myself for numerous reasons, but I'm particularly proud of myself because for once in my life, I have remained consistent. I used to always come up with excuses for starting something and wanting to stop because I knew why I wanted to quit, but I never knew why I wanted to keep going. So you keep coming across those crossroads when you don't understand the full capacity of the knowledge and the words that you speak, because so often that I wasn't giving myself the grace in order to speaking positive about myself. So in today's aspect, I'm so happy that I look at myself in a different light this time around. So I am saying that I am proud of myself because confidence breeds where you can go when you give your best and you continue to do it consistently. So I am proud of myself of reaching this milestone because I would give up on a lot of things. I would make excuses for a lot of things that I didn't finish. You know, I always say, you know, people only get mad at the things they didn't finish, because I would get upset when someone would ask me what I've already shouted out to the world. You know, when you project things out, you must realize that if you don't hold true to what you're saying, people will hold you accountable whether you want them to or not. And especially if it's something that that you're proclaiming that you're going to do. So you're saying that, you know, your word is your bond. You know, I got an episode called Word is Bond. Check that out, by the way. Season 5. But your word is your bond. So you should be able to keep your word. When you say you're going to do something. And ever so often we come into situations where we say a lot of things, but we don't understand the magnitude of the words that we use, because we say it so easily and it's so, you can put your narrative out so fast, but people will hold you accountable when you don't finish what you've already shouted out to the world. You may think no one is watching, may think no one's paying attention, but they are, whether it's good or bad. So that kind of goes into what you want and what's best for you. So it was funny. I was watching TV with Carly the other day, and we were watching StoryBots. I love StoryBots because they break down some things that you may just not totally remember or understand fully because it's been a while. But one of the episodes was called Multiplication. It's actually story time, answer time. So, you know, they giving you a bunch of answers to the questions that people have every single day. And it was talking about decomposition. And what it was saying, decomposition is nature's way of recycling itself. So recycling your life has a way to help you see what's for you and what's not for you. You know, and I think about it sometimes. I, you know, some people are rotten, and that's just the way that they are. You know, they give you signs that can lead you to the way of decay of any relationship. So be mindful of the people that you keep around who have a decaying mindset. Because a lot of the things that they say, I told you, you got to be understanding of the magnitude of the words you use, because it's power in the tongue. So when you say certain things, your brain doesn't know whether you're serious about it or not. All your brain knows is that you said it. And once you put it out there to the world, now everyone can analyze what it is that you're saying. And now you're not doing what you said that you sought out. That can lead to the decay of any relationship. Because one thing that people want to know is that your word is your bond. Your word is something that you hold, that you should hold true to yourself. It's part of the process. But it's all about how you deal with the emotion needed to have an understanding. So that's why communication is very important. Communicate with the people who, even if they do have a decaying mindset, communicate that you know that you won't agree on everything and you weigh everything out through pros and cons, because happiness is not only about what you have, it's about what you don't have to worry about. Think about that. You know, if you start to look at things in that type of frame, you'll start to understand that the pros and the cons can work in your favor. You know, and surround yourself with people who only fear, who don't have fear, but they understand where you're trying to go. You know, because if you only surround yourself with people who only fear, then those type of people won't help you up. They're too fearful to take that leap. They're too fearful to take that plunge. I have been guilty of that. But that's why, by taking that leap into veganism, you know, that's why I call today. It's just so funny that today is December 1st, is my 5th vegan anniversary. And I look back on making that decision to give up the meats, give up the dairy, you know, give up all of the things that were weighing me down, because it's, if I only went about with what I wanted, I was going to continue to end up in the hospital bed. And every time that I only did things that I wanted versus what was best for me, I always ended up with the short end of the stick, what I thought was the short end of the stick, because it's really just a trial and error. But I've also been learning in the process of not necessarily taking a loss, because any incremental win, any size win, is always better than any type of loss, in my opinion. I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. John always says that. And that's something that has stuck with me. So by this being my 5th vegan anniversary, I take into account, you know, having polyps in my system, not knowing that, you know, having 7 of them, but 6 were benign and 1 was cancerous. You know, I only did what I wanted to do, and now that I didn't always do what was best for me. So by me doing that, I ended up in a situation where I had sleep apnea, high blood pressure. They were getting ready to put a colostomy bag into my system. And this is why it plays a vital part in the thought process, and knowing that I brought myself to that point. You know, I brought myself to only be in a situation I was in there by myself because I only wanted to listen to what was good for me, not what was best for me. I only wanted what I wanted. And a lot of times people don't want to be told what to do until they need help. And I needed help. I needed help badly, you know, and it's the accountability aspect, because we live in a society where we only want to be told great things. But I also remind you that, you know, the episode of called Sacred Circle is that you don't necessarily compare yourself to other people, because you have the circle amongst each other and you help each other out. Just like the movie Meet the Parents, when Robert De Niro was keeping Ben Stiller out of the circle of trust, he was like, I don't trust you yet. You haven't done enough. You haven't done enough to put yourself in this situation with me and my family. You know, it's like comparison, that whole comparing thing is what takes away from the cycle of life. You know, you don't want to compare. Every time you compare can only cause confusion, because you won't always be emotionally ready for other people's problems. And I had to tell myself that. You know, I gotta give this shout out to my cousin Drew. He's really like my brother, man. He, one day I was on vacation. I was in Dallas. I was on vacation, and it was something about like a group gathering that we were trying to put together. And then, like, you know, certain people were saying, you know, they can go, they couldn't go. And he was like, man, why are you trying to make other people's problems yours? Because I wanted everybody to come together and be together that night. It had to happen that way. But sometimes things don't always work out the way that you first initially thought. And it's okay. So, but I'm glad I had him there to tell me, like, hey, relax. You might not be available mentally to tackle on people's problems. Those aren't your problems. Even though you observe that this is a person that you really, truly care about, you might not be emotionally available or mentally available. So, and I told you before, I'm all about reciprocal relationships, because if you're at 100% and that person pours in 70% into you, now you only left with 30%. Now you only got 30% for your family, the ones that are around your immediate family. That's not fair to them. And the old mindset that I had back then, I only thought about Patrick. You know, when I had masked up to 300 pounds, like, that was a whole different ballgame. Like, sitting in that hospital bed knowing that I had just had a surgery in 2016 for an inguinal hernia, and it was the size of a tennis ball, and they had to remove it out of my groin. Like, that was something that I kept saying. I'm like, you know what? I'm feeding the diseases that are living in my body. I was feeding the high blood pressure. I was feeding the polyps. You know, I was feeding the sleep apnea. So that's like an unwanted house guest. Like, if you continue to feed them, if you continue to provide them shelter, then why would they leave? Why would they want to go anywhere? So that's just like the people who are in your life, but they are decaying around you. You are a fresh piece of fruit, but yet they lean on you, and all of their negativity and all of their emotional distress comes onto you. And now you're taking on problems that aren't yours, when you can really just love from afar and still give your opinion, but you don't have to be in the same room in order to be heard. You have different parts of this house that you don't have to necessarily go into yet. Think about what I'm saying. What's good for you, what's best for you, versus what's what you want versus what's best for you. You may want that type of relationship right now, but that relationship needs to be repositioned right now, because right now they have a decaying process, and they may be in the steps of being better and growing better, but you can only bloom where you're planted. So, but they might not be planted in the mindset that you have at this present moment. So their way of thinking may be an old decaying process to you. You don't need that. You've already recycled the people in your life that you wanted, you want to be around. It's all about repositioning and building and growing and going places you've never been before. I told you, you won't always be mentally available or emotionally available to deal with other people's problems. So when I had sleep apnea, you know, I went to a sleep study. I went to a sleep study, and they told me that I woke up 145 times in 8 hours. And you have to think about the stress that you put onto your body, because just think about you going to work. Say, for instance, you had to go to work 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. You know, just automatically. Or we're going to say six, because sometimes people only get that one day off. So by your fifth day, you've already worked 60 hours. Now you got to work another 12, so you're going to be at 72 hours. So that's what I was doing to my body. My body was working overtime when I thought I was resting. That's what the sleep apnea aspect did. You know, when you would stop breathing, then your body's organs are being overworked. So then that's like them being snapped right back in the line and going right back and trying to catch up, because they're already behind the eight ball. So you might be in that type of situation with your friends. You might be in that type of situation with your family. There's no love lost in it. You just have a better understanding of where you're trying to go at the moment. So you need to reposition yourself in order to be better for others. You know, like I told you before, my mom always says nothing can come to a closed hand and nothing can leave it. So if I have my hands open, I can be able to be blessed to bless others and continually be blessed in my own light, in my own regard, because we're here to help each other. I always say we all can win. That's what it's about. That's about building and growing and going places you've never been before. Comparing can always cause confusion, because you never know what people are going through. You never know what they had to do to get to where they at from where you just saw. You're seeing someone growing, but you don't understand that that's a process that they had to go through in order to see what you saw. Think about that. I used to have a friend. He used to tell me, you know, his lady would always compare him to me. Like he would. Like, he be like, man, I can't stand that she do this, man. She always comparing you to me. And I was like, oh, like, please tell her don't do that. don't compare me to you, because there are things that you do in your relationship that I don't do in mine. So if she has a misconception because she only saw what she saw. Granted, it's a good quality, a good aspect of the relationship, a good quality to have. But yet and still, it's not meant for everybody. You can't skip levels when it comes to your own situation. You can see somebody at level 86, but you at level 67. You understand me? So if you at this level, you can't think that you can compare where somebody else is at in their relationship, because you don't know the trials and tribulations that they had to go through in order to see what you saw. So I already knew just off the rip. I'm like, yo, that comparing with me to you is not going to work, because like I said, there are certain things that you do that I don't do. I don't view my relationship like that. It was even at that time, I'm just like, yo, that comparing like that. And look, we ain't even friends. Like it's like certain things like that. I was like, man, it was building that hostility, building those certain things up, because then when I would come around, she would start talking about some of the things that I was doing in my situation, where it was like, whoa, I'm like, sacred circle. And once you have your sacred circle, you life every single day by the words that you use.